We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And we're going to go quickly. We got a whole bunch of people waiting, so we're going to go to Matt in Metairie. Matt, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Oh, thank you for having me, guys. I think this could have been avoided, getting better talent as far as, like, quarterback, at the quarterback position. I mean, granted, you had a bunch of years, and I look at, you know, further down the road, like, I understand they didn't want to hurt Drew Brees' feelings, but we're talking about, like, what you guys were talking about, sustainability, longevity. You knew eventually the honeymoon and everything with Brees and Peyton was going to go away.
Right. Correct.
But you needed to prepare yourself for that. You had 1 year where, now, granted, I know Garoppolo's had a lot of injuries. That year, the Saints drafted Stanley John Baptiste. Where's he? You know?
Stanley Jean-Baptiste, always say this.
Yeah.
He has a great, like, old-school French-Haitian name, Baptiste. A lot of Baptistes here, and he comes here. But, no. That
should have been the Garoppolo pick.
That was based on potential. And Baptiste, he looked the part physically, but
he couldn't play.
Yeah.
He had no instincts for the cornerback position.
Exactly.
None.
No, that was definitely a reach.
And then you had, obviously, the Mahomes thing. It didn't work out. Obviously, in my opinion, I have a feeling Peyton was going to go with that.
I think he would have.
Right.
He definitely would have.
We would have taken him instead of Lattimore, for sure.
And Sean and Drew has both confirmed this, that Drew said, hey, Sean let him know, listen, if it's there, we're going to pick Mahomes. And, you know, Drew's comment is, okay, that's fine. Bring him on. I'm going to beat him out like the rest of the guys. Now, that might have been just a one-year deal,
but wait,
and then Mahomes would have took over.
But, you know, Matt's making a great point. I don't know if it's luck or it's preparation or the transition, because when you truly look at sustainability and as far as success, I was part of this. Looking at the 49ers. When they passed the torch, now, Joe Montana didn't want this to happen. Joe Montana left out of town pretty disgruntled when he had to go to the Chiefs. But there was Steve Young. Joe Montana, Steve Young. Think about what the Packers. I'm interested to see what's going to happen post Aaron Rodgers. You go from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Before Brett Favre, I'm telling you, the Packers suck. We played them. They weren't very good.
Magic Man had a couple of magic moments.
Yeah, but it was no sustainable.
It was no long-term.
And you say, oh, you can't lose your job because of injury. Once he hurt his ankle.
Ask Magic Man about that.
No, he was out of there. Now, he still played in the NFL, but he was not the man anymore. So when you look at when you pass in the torch, Mike, who would be the Colts are hoping this, maybe Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck.
But they had 1 year that they really tanked. How they got Luck.
Yeah, but then Luck quit.
Yeah.
I mean, he said, I got $100 million. I don't want to play football
anymore.
And he
got the crap kicked out of him.
Right. But look how he made the Colts relevant. So it's few and far between.
And they've never recovered.
No, they have never. They're still trying to recover. The only reason why the Broncos recovered from Elway, why didn't we get a seasoned veteran? Now, that you got to give them credit. We get Peyton Manning, and they won a Super Bowl.
But what's happened since?
They ain't nothing. They haven't done anything.
And John Elway, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, he couldn't pick another one.
He couldn't, and he was picking.
He was the guy.
He was running the Broncos, but he couldn't. It'd be almost like Michael Jordan. man, I know what I got to do. I don't know if I can tell. Or Michael Jordan, Larry Bird. Okay, the greatest ever. That, I think Larry Bird was way more successful than Michael Jordan.
As a front office guy.
Yeah, as
no
running
question.
A team.
Yeah.
But it's still not at the highest level.
You know who did it? Jerry West.
Yes.
Jerry West.
Jerry West was hard good, Mike, not only with the Lakers. Look what he did with the Memphis Grizzlies.
And with the Clippers.
Yes. Yes. Jerry?
No, Jerry was unique.
He's the basketball logo. When you think about that.
Growing up, didn't you? Man, you know, Maravich was one thing, but West was such a great player in the NBA.
Jerry West, we went to the Green Bar, the Saints in training camp. I seem like fanboy. You know, like, oh, fanboy. Oh, man, that's freaking Jerry West. Jerry West had an unbelievable, like, mansion house in the mountains by the Green Bar. All of a sudden, Jerry West is at practice. The only two times I got excited at the Green Bar with the Saints in practice when they had Jimmy Buffett there and I'm fist pumping with him and hanging out and Jerry West. Jerry West is the freaking NBA logo to show you how significant that guy is.
But
not only as a player, but
many guys made that transition.
No.
From great player to great front office guy.
Because they can't. They know what they have to do, but it doesn't mean you can get another player to do that.
That's the difficult part. And even Mike, when he came here, that was his thing. I know ball players.
Mike Ditka was a great tight end, one of the greatest tight ends ever. As the Saints head coach, he was terrible.
Didn't know how to pick players.
Well, the thing is, you cannot go play golf and say we're just going to draft Ricky Williams.
That was a part-time job for Mike.
Yeah, to hell with the draft.
To be honest.
No, that's a travesty that the Bears team he had when they won in 85 – Mike didn't win more than one Super Bowl. I remember practicing against them in Platteville, Wisconsin. What? It was so embarrassing. I truly felt like I was in 10th grade, like in the JV versus the varsity. Mike, we were practicing against them.
But who got most of those players? You got to give him credit. Jim Finks.
Yeah, Jim Finks got he got those players. Now, he didn't want to pay him, but he got those players.
That's true, too.
Mike, I'm telling you, when you played the Bears, to score, you hope you got two first downs in a row. Can we get a couple of first downs? I remember Coach Mara just stopping drills because it was so embarrassing. Like we trying to name it a
bad game. It's unbelievable
that
they just won one Super Bowl.
If they'd have had like Sean Payton, they'd have won 3 or 4. I mean, I truly believe
that. We'll be back with more sports talk and Blake Ruffino talking LSU football right after this break on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillo, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, we got Blake Ruffino, who covers the LSU Fighting Tigers. And Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, listen, you got 3 weeks. You ain't got to do nothing. LSU, man, you just got to prepare for the bowl game. Nothing happening. You ain't got to worry about recruiting, transfer portal, guys coming out early for the NFL. Man, you got it here. I told this to Wilson Alexander. You got 3 weeks of vacation. Come on.
Well, and you think about Purdue. Come on, Blake, right now, it's like LSU a 10-point favorite. I mean, the coach is gone. What coach is going to be there? I mean, I'm right now, there ain't no way in hell LSU should lose to Purdue.
Well, there's supposed to be no chance in damn hell that they were going to lose to A&M either, and look what happened.
Right.
As my granddaddy once said, count your eggs before they hatch, you know? So,
right.
I'll be cautious on that one, but I think you're right. But look, I got to give it to him, guys. I mean, look, Brian Kelly's out and about. I mean, flying all over the place. I just got a text that he's meeting with five-star defensive back Javion Taviano right now.
Oh, so, that's big.
That's massive. So, I mean, he's out and about, and they're doing a lot of things. So, be honest with you guys, I mean, there's a lot of positive energy right now from recruiting and guys that maybe that we thought that was going to hit the draft, that maybe they are.
What one of the things, Blake, that I know about Kayshon Booty that people around him and himself did a lot of – best way to term this. They did a lot of research on where he would go in the draft. And once they found out he was not going to be a first or second round pick, and I told this to Bob yesterday, I think he'd have probably went in round three. Once they found out he wasn't going to be a first or second round pick, I think Kayshon made the decision, you know what, I'm coming back. Because, man, before the season, he looked to be – he was going to be a first-round pick, did not have the type season he was looking for. He got under the skin of Brian Kelly, and Brian got under his skin. But you know what? The marriage worked out at the end. It you know, you could see there was mutual respect between the both of them. And anybody covering LSU has to say that was a little bit of a surprise – that Booty, because he seemed to be a guy that, you know, maybe he was eyeing the NFL. But once he found out he wasn't going to be a first or second round pick, man, I'm coming back. Now, Jay Ward today, I've had a lot of people tell me, oh, Jay Ward should have come back another season. Here's why he won't. He won't be a first or second round pick, but he can play outside corner. He can play in the slot.
Nickel,
he can play nickel, dime, and
that.
Free safety. Man, he's going to get picked a lot higher than you might think he's
going
to get picked.
And he's going to the Senior Bowl, right?
And he's a really sharp guy as a football player and as a leader. People are going to be surprised how fast Jay Ward comes off the board because of his versatility. He can play so many positions.
How fast is he going to run too, Mike? You know what I mean? And then – you know, the last 2 weeks he moves to outside corner at times and then locks down your boy from Georgia. You know, you guys know this. We do the advanced stats for the game. They threw at Jay Ward three times. Ladd McConkey had one catch for 11 yards, and then they threw two other times that were incompletions, and they did not throw in his general direction. So of 29 passes, of everybody that was on the defense last year, he was the last person that they attacked. And him going to the outside, Mike, and look, you could tell me more about this than maybe I can. I thought it was the biggest thing, you know, especially because, I've met with Jay. He's come on our show and stuff like that, and I thought he's always been great. But the main thing for him, when I saw him move back outside, he played safety, he played nickel, and then he did well outside. I kind of sat there and was like, oh, okay, so you pop on the film and you're like, oh, wait, he played all three. So what's the biggest thing in the NFL? So if we have injuries and
the versatility
put him outside, it is what it is. So it was big for Jay to do that. But in reference to Kayshon, Mike, I think you're dead right. And everybody's like, well, he knows who the quarterback is. Well, he might have an idea.
But
let's not two things can be true at once. And he probably already knew too that, hey man, I got to get back with it. I was told that he, you know, like you said, Mike, that he had been already told the last couple of weeks that he wasn't going to go as high as he thought. And all of a sudden, it's funny how he started picking it up against Georgia, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, and you know, Blake, that's what I was going to ask you, Mike. And I think we all expected this. And I think it's human nature as players, you think like, and that just goes to show you just can't show up and you play a game. What Kayshon Booty did in the Georgia game, we would probably expect him to do that a handful of times. To me, he caught that crossing route. He cut back through the defense, 53-yard touchdown. To me, that was his best play of the season. We thought he would do that at least like a half a dozen or five times this past season. And if he does that next year, Mike, you know he's the number one draft pick.
Okay, Blake, here's the other thing. You know it. Bobby knows it. Jaden Daniels had a much better connection with Malik Nabers than him. Trusted him more.
Right, right.
Well, and really, we had talked about this when I was on with you guys in the preseason. That connection between Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers was in preseason scrimmage. Yeah. Like, I don't think that there was a, you know, I wasn't surprised that Kayshon was seeing less throws his way because in all those scrimmages, when Jaden got in trouble, he was throwing it at Malik. But you know what's interesting? when Jay, you know, what could turn things for Jaden in reference to a prospect and just an overall quarterback, he's got a busted wing or a busted foot. And, guys, I don't know how y'all looked at it, but I went back and watched that first half after we knew what was, you know, the outcome of that game. Man, he was making some big-time throws. He was making, you know, Malik, the one to Malik is the only bad throw that I thought that he had in reference to, you know, Malik had to come back to the ball, but he made a couple of them, made one to Besh, not the one that bounced off of Besh's helmet, but another one over the middle. And, the guys, they throw for 500 yards against Georgia. So, I mean, that's insane to me. So, I mean, if you can get those guys, you know, reps and get them confidence, all of them, they can be a problem.
And, you know, Blake, I wanted to go that route, and I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, this is a Georgia defense. It wasn't like you playing Vanderbilt, whatever. The Tigers ended up outgaining the Bulldogs 549 to 529. Now, you look at the ebb and flow of the game. You look at Daniels. He was on the sideline after the half. He had 208 yards passing. And the question I have for you, okay, going forward, everybody wants to play. And sometimes, you know, you need, like, not only one quarterback, maybe two, because you one snap away from playing because of an injury. But how do you entice or convince a player? I'm looking at Nussmeier. He goes 15 to 27, 294 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. And then you have Walker Howard waiting in the wings. Now, you know they both want to play. And you look at the transfer portal now. So let's say, in theory, that Daniels does not come back. Do you think that Nussmeier comes back and competes with Walker Howard and may the best man win, and then it might last only for one season, then you have an individual that transfer? Because then you talk about the quarterbacks they're bringing in, but what is your take on that dynamic? Because, listen, you can have talented quarterbacks and you can't keep them all happy.
Blake, he put on his brought on his off-Broadway edition. That was what I looked at. It was off-Broadway edition.
I'm just going to say this. If Walker if somebody got a walk for Walker, see ya. I mean, that's my opinion.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
You know, that's my opinion. If somebody, coach, my feelings hurt. Walker's taking my reps. Okay. Portal's open. That's right. Awesome. Now, I mean, I've had my opinions and strong opinions about Garrett. You know, the throw to Malik was a great one, but it's in double coverage. He threw the pass again and it got picked.
Yep.
So my thing is that, I think that Walker would sit behind Jaden for another season. He won't sit behind Garrett. Okay. So you're going to have
that
to
makes
make
sense.
A decision,
but that makes sense.
You know, you're going to have to make a decision, but here's another, like, if Jaden does return, there's no reason to play him in this bowl game. So you could have your competition right now. Like, hey, practice starts, what, in 2 weeks, a week and a half, 10 days, whatever it is. Let's start the open competition. Because Jaden doesn't have to prove it's anything right now.
Right.
Because he's already in the competition. If it were me, I would say, Garrett, Walker, battle. And let the best man win. That's how I would do it, but I'm not making $10 million. But, look, I'm making sure that Walker Howard
stays.
Is going to be on my roster next season.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Blake, I told you this story. Coach Kelly sent Miles Brennan to Manning. He had his choice. He could have sent any of them, but he sent Miles. But on the Saturday, Archie and I had spoken. He's like, Mike, I invited the other LSU quarterbacks here. He said, you know, I'm familiar with not so much Garrett, but with his dad. And he said, you know, the same thing sort of with Walker Howard. I know him a little bit, but really I know Jamie. And he said, I knew very little about Daniels other than, you know, I'd watched a couple games with Arizona State and he was starting there. And he said, you know, last year was really tough, but the year before he had played pretty well. We watched the Saturday and we were right behind the guys throwing. Everybody sort of turned to one another after they were finished. That Walker Howard guy is pretty good.
Special.
Man,
special.
That Walker Howard guy is pretty good. And he threw the football better than all of them. Everyone from Miles to Garrett to Jaden. He threw the football better than all of them, and he just had a sense of poise. And, hey, I know how good I am. You don't have to tell me. Just give me an opportunity. So we kind of saw a little bit of that at Manning this year on the Saturday morning. Your thoughts on the transfer portal and sort of where you think LSU may look here. Bobby and I got an opportunity to talk to Jordan Arsimal, who I'm not sure exactly what his title is in recruiting, but Jordan's a guy from on the bayou, from Thibodaux, and he went to E.D. White and Nicholls State, and he was like, Mike, we're going to be selective. And I asked him about secondary, and he just nodded his head. He said, yeah, we got a couple of really good young prospects we really like, but, you know, just take a look at the roster. And he said, you know, one of the things Brian brings up all the time is about roster management.
Well,
he said corner and safety. He said, Mike, I think you kind of hit that. We're going to look in that direction pretty good.
Okay, Blake, I want you to comment on that and also on this. Is that, listen, we loyal as LSU fans. We loyal if you got a homegrown talent and you want to keep them at home. But this whole transfer portal, you can't get more Louisiana than Jack Besh.
Yeah,
and look at his grandpa and on everything. So that's a different animal that LSU fans are going to have to deal with going forward.
Yeah, and you got two 5-star recruits coming in. Yeah, and Jack can do the numbers. Yeah. I mean, it don't take a rocket scientist for that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it doesn't. And I will tell you this, too, to add to it, because, I mean, look, Jordan told you what he told you, and that's what they have to do. They have to do that for reps, yeah, right? They have to do
correct.
That for depth. But something that I'm really looking at, Mike and guys, this is they got to get more depth in the interior defensive line because what I saw Saturday was Georgia rotating. Well, technically they rotated 9 kids in and 9 kids out. Okay, Braden Swenson from Oregon just hit the portal, and Braden Fisk, a kid from Western Michigan, hit the portal as well. Now I got to talk to Fisk. Yesterday on Twitter, we just kind of went back and forth with one another. And, you know, he's just kind of humbled by the situation. And I think Jamar Cain knows that he needs beef because you can't go through another season. God willing, Jaquelin Roy leaves with two interior defensive linemen that can play. They got to get bigger up front. They got to get more beef. It's just what they have to do. I was also told that they might be selective on possibly bringing in another center because they're, you know, I mean, look, Charles Turner played well, but, I mean, if you can get a guy that's a really good center and anchor what you believe will be a really good offensive line, that's what I've been told on both lines of scrimmage. But really and truthfully, I just think they got to be selective more on defense. I mean, you get Mason Smith back next year, but how many linebackers are you going to lose? You're kind of getting a little thin there.
Right.
You're getting a little thin at DB. So this is going to be, until they can get, you know, some of these high school guys in, they're probably going to have to hit the portal, not just this year, guys. They're going to have to hit it again next year. Because, I mean, there's not enough high school kids that they can get right now that's going to fill the void. Guys, they're at 63. Well, now they're at 61 scholarship players. So, yeah, they might get 27 high school guys, but there's going to be more guys entering the portal, more guys in the draft. And so you're going to have to probably get 5 to 7 more guys out of the portal, in my opinion, just on a numbers standpoint.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you lost two corners already.
Yeah.
Or two guys in the portal. You haven't officially lost them. But with McGee and also Ray Jones, two guys already, you know, I'm tapping out.
Well, you know, Blake, can you put a coach in the portal? I mean, the reason why I say that, look at Brian Pullian, LSU special teams coordinator, the only assistant who accompanied Brian Kelly from Notre Dame. Is he that loyal to him? The reason why I bring it up, I mean, from the beginning to the end, we all know what happened in the Superdome, block kick against Florida State and then in the first game. And then it was only worse in the SEC championship game. Listen, he might be a great recruiter. I trust him as a right-hand man, but come on. You can't lose in any phase. I don't care if it's offense, defense, or special teams. He's like the weak link, and we cannot afford to do that going forward. I know his daddy. I don't even know him. I know his daddy from the Buffalo Bills and the USFL going way back. I don't know the son, But all I know was Brian Pullian paying attention to detail was a liability on special teams. And it's like, for me, Coach Kelly's going into halftime, and he said that what we did at giving up that touchdown, it's unacceptable. Listen, how can you sugarcoat that? It's unacceptable, and it cannot happen if you want to ultimately be a national champion. So I don't know. You can keep Brian Pullian around, but he can't coach the damn special teams.
Well, they might bring in a veteran guy as, how do you say that,
Blake? Advisor?
Consultant?
Yeah, consultant. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
my question would be, I see all these NIL deals with Gordon McKernan. There was a guy that was a special teams coach a year ago.
Yes, you better, so.
Where's he at? You know, and so that's my and it's so bad, too, because, I will be honest. Playing at Southeastern, I've been on field goal, extra point, whenever. I didn't even know that rule, okay? And so I'd never been taught that. I'd never known that.
You got to go over it.
That's something you got to go over it, okay? My whole thing is, it's not just that anymore. It's the kicks out of bounds, right? Like the reason Alabama came back in the second half, guys, they kicked two balls out of the end zone. They started at the 35-yard line.
Yep.
You can't do that against Bryce Young. You just can't do that. I will say, the only thing, Bobby, I will say is this. I know that they're going to be doing some things on guys that will hit the portal that will help them in the special teams and the return game. Guys that they passed on a year ago that they had no business passing on. So, you know, I'm not going to say anybody now because he's not officially in the portal.
Right.
But, they're doing some things, in my opinion, that they can sure up some of these special teams.
So what you're telling him is Pullian ain't going anywhere.
Well, cut to the chase, Blake.
He ain't going anywhere. Yeah,
but you know what? You look at the transfer portal and considering where he was at. What if somebody came up with the Bucks and all of a sudden went to Weber State and said, Rashid Shaheed, we want you to play on our team, and we're going to compensate you.
How much money?
So when he transfer, look at Rashid Shaheed has been in the NFL. Come on.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think they're looking somewhere closer to where you guys are at right now.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Hey, Blake, thanks so much.
Guys, Mississippi State. So, all right, guys. See y'all later.
Thank you, Blake. I appreciate it, buddy. Blake Ruffino does a great job covering LSU, all sports, baseball, basketball, football. And we're glad to have him on because he's got his own little podcast show a little bit later on tonight. So we appreciate him getting us in. We'll be back and going back to our telephone line callers right after this break here on the Big 870. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. This happened late last week and didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I want to congratulate Jalen Lucas, young man I saw play so much at high school, at Terrebonne High School. He was a great quarterback there. And then because of Ida, he had to transfer to Edna Carr to finish off his career. He earned first-team Pro Football Focus All-American honors as a kickoff return man. He averaged 28.1.
With who, Mike? The Hoosiers?
With the Indiana Hoosiers. He brought two back for scores. He averaged 28.1 yard per kickoff return, and he was the winner of the 2022 Johnny Rogers Tim Dwight Big Ten Return Man of the Year.
Young man
from right there on the bayou.
And listen, I'm old enough to remember Johnny Rogers, Nebraska, Oklahoma, punt returner and all that. What? He's from the bayou?
From the bayou.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's going to stay in Indiana.
Okay. All the people with money in Louisiana, and you support the LSU Fighting Tigers, name, image, and likeness, bring him back home.
No, Jay Luke can play.
No, bring him back home. He needs to be, because you flip the field, the hidden yardage, and all that, field position, that all comes into play. What was sometimes the biggest problem for LSU? Can we feel the freaking punt and not go off our face mask?
You don't have to worry about that.
No. You need to have a returner. I'm an old school Clarence Vernant, South Terrebonne and all that.
Yeah, he's a little bit bigger than Clarence. Not too much bigger.
But the whole thing, like, fair catch. Why would a fair catch? I'm not going to last. A lot of people can fair catch the ball. How about I catch it and I get at least double digits, 10, 11, 12 yards?
So,
Mike, that's what LSU needs to do.
Yeah, exactly.
To help the offense, to help the team, to help our special teams, which suck this past year. Bring that cat on board because he's from Terrebonne High School, right there on the bayou. Bring him back home.
And,
take care of him.
He's pals with a guy by the name of Mason Smith, who's
who's at Terrebonne High School. Look, Mason Smith's going to come back from the knee injury. We're expecting big things from him on the D-line.
He looks good. He's come back pretty quickly. It's the first really major injury he's ever had. But, man, J-Luke, so congratulations to you, J-Luke. And, I saw him work out at Camp Moolah. Hey. With Ernest Harvey, Old Turk, got him in great shape, and so thrill for the guy from the bike.
Mike, the only thing I'm going to tell you, okay.
What you going to tell me?
You got to go with the money. Okay, I'm just telling you, even though if you're a young player, but I don't know who his family, I don't know who his mom and daddy is, I don't know who he is. But you cannot tell me that the Indiana Hoosiers can back or match the LSU boosters to take care of an individual player. There's no way somebody from the Bayou in South Louisiana should be playing for the Indiana Hoosiers instead of the LSU Fighting Tigers. You know the only one who was loyal and he helped us win a Super Bowl because he had a pick six? Mike, who's the cornerback? Come on, the Super Bowl.
It was Porter.
Tracy Porter. Tracy Porter
from Port Allen.
From Port Allen, in LSU's backyard. He goes to the Indiana Hoosiers because, you know, the first one to offer him
Nick came in late and it couldn't get it.
No, because he honored
early commitment.
Because they gave him a scholarship. But they didn't have name, image, and likeness like they got now. So. Come on. Come back to Louisiana.
So,
come on, all you LSU boosters. Take care of him.
Congratulations to you, bud. And Bob's doing the pitch job on you.
We'll be back. Come on.
With
special
more sports
teams.
Talk here on the Big 870. Finishing up here on Sports Talk on our 6 o'clock hour, we're going to go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, man, I'm on the walk. I'm walking to the arena right now.
All right, brother.
So I'm going to the Pelicans game. Dude, we won 4 in a row. And, you know, tickets were pretty cheap. It's kind of like, hey, look, I know people are getting on board because the Saints are kind of – they kind of doo-dooed the bed, if you will,
right.
On Monday. Really disappointing there. So, hey, look, hey, you know what? I look at it this way. We've been blessed with a great Tulane football season. LSU had a great football season considering the circumstances.
Yes, no question.
And, they're relevant right now. So, you know, then you tie that into, you know, the Pelicans. They won 4 in a row.
Right.
They play the Pistons tonight. They host 2 games this weekend against CP3, back-to-back in a way, 2 out of 3 days, Friday night and Sunday. Look, they had $5 tickets as I bought them today, you know, and that's kind of sad. That's a sign, guys.
So you paid $5
to go to the NBA game, Jimmy. That's pretty impressive.
You know why? For some reason, Monday through Thursday, unless it's Curry or LeBron in the house,
because people got to go to work
to
and we play.
And also, it's the Pistons.
It's not that easy to get here, Jimmy. That's a poor excuse.
No,
it's because they play in the Pistons and they got to wake up to go to work.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. I'm just telling you.
Thank you, Jimmy. We appreciate the call. Enjoy the game tonight.
And you know what, Jimmy and Mike, Chris Paul's coming to town. The last time Chris Paul came to town, remember he was 14 of 14? And he's been dealing with injuries. Coming back, hopefully that does not happen going forward.
We'll go to news break right after this message.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.